It's Thursday, May 16, 2024.
This wildfire is bringing up a lot of traumatic and emotional memories for people who lived through the 2016 wildfire.
Canada wildfires expand, threaten oil industry town of Fort McMurray again. Climate change made extreme heat in Asia significantly worse. Plus, broadcast media ignored Donald Trump's blatant billion-dollar quid pro quo offer to big oil.
Of course they did. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
But doctors said it probably wasn't the worm that was causing the brain fog. It was more likely that he had severe mercury poisoning from eating too much fish. I mean, no wonder RFK cares so much about climate change. He's legally a thermometer.
Man, this is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, here we go again, up in Canada.
Yes, unfortunately, Canada's wildfire season is shaping up to be another tragic record breaker, intensified by years of drought. Fire crews are battling more than 130 fires, and some of the fires are holdovers, overwintering fires from last year's record-shattering fire season in Canada. Evacuations are underway again in Fort McMurray, in the heart of Alberta's tar sands oil region, due to a fast-moving wildfire, the same region that was devastated by a similar catastrophic wildfire just 8 years ago.
You'd think the people living up there in the tar sands region where they're causing all of these problems that are now coming back to haunt them would start to realize they've got a problem there.
In Asia, relentless extreme heat has gripped major regions since April, from the Middle East to the Philippines, causing hundreds of heat deaths. This week, according to a new analysis by scientists at the World Weather Attribution Network, man-made climate change has made Asia's record extended heat waves far more frequent and intense, and that record heat in the Philippines was, quote, virtually impossible without climate change. Globally, last summer was the hottest summer in the Northern Hemisphere since at least the height of the Roman Empire. That's according to a new study published in the journal Nature this week. The researchers, using instrument data and tree ring data, found that no summer has been hotter than 2023 in the last 2,000 years.
And 2024 says, hold my beer.
Yes, it does. In Texas, another barge hit another bridge, this time in Galveston Bay. And bonus, it caused an oil spill.
Great.
Officials say the collision on Wednesday partially collapsed the bridge, and cleanup crews are on scene working to contain the spill. In U.S. politics, West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice won the Republican nomination to fill the Senate seat of retiring Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. The race will be key to Republicans' goal of retaking the U.S. Senate majority. Governor Justice is a billionaire coal baron whose companies racked up more than $5 million in delinquent fines for mine safety violations, and he has vowed to repeal new rules to limit pollution and emissions from coal plants should he be elected to the Senate.
Of course he did.
A new analysis by Media Matters finds that broadcast media outlets ignored press reports that Donald Trump promised big oil executives that he would reverse all of President Biden's climate actions if they give him $1 billion in campaign cash. Only MSNBC informed voters about Trump's blatant quid pro quo proposal.
Yeah. Because Trump does it, so we can just ignore that.
And now House Democrats have launched a probe into Trump's blatant solicitation of campaign cash from the oil industry.
Good. I guess we can just start ignoring that now, though.
Meanwhile, Trump, at a New Jersey rally on his day off from his New York criminal trial, vowed to halt all offshore wind energy projects on day one if he is elected. It's his most explicit threat yet to kill off the booming U.S. wind industry. And finally, President Biden this week unveiled strict new tariffs on imports of Chinese goods, including a 100% tariff on Chinese electric vehicles and a 50% tariff on solar cells. He said that is to keep heavily subsidized Chinese products from crushing U.S. domestic manufacturers and clean energy industries that are now surging due to incentives in his Inflation Reduction Act and CHIPS Act. Biden spoke at the White House on Wednesday.
Because the Chinese government is subsidizing excess capacity, they're flooding the market. They're driving manufacturing companies out of business in Europe. But we won't let that happen here in America. Look, I'm determined that the future of electric vehicles will be made in America by union workers, period.
He's determined, even if he has to manipulate the markets to do it. That's totally unfair because it's actually China who's manipulating the market, and Joe Biden is trying to push back.
Yes.
Fair enough?
Yes.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Maybe you can drive my car.